Hello, everybody. Today, we're going to share a meal together. This meal is called the Lord's Supper, or Communion, and it was given to us by Jesus himself. As we come to the Lord's table now, let us pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now, it was on the very night that Jesus was betrayed that he was in an upper room with the disciples sharing a meal, and it was here that Jesus broke bread and shared wine with them. But what was this sharing of bread and wine for? Well, Jesus said that the wine is a symbol of his blood, which would be poured out for the forgiveness of sins. So we drink wine together, asking God for forgiveness for those things that we have done wrong. And the bread is a symbol of our oneness before God. As the grain is gathered in from many places, it is all ground together and made into one loaf. So we eat the bread together as a sign that we are one body, that Jesus has called us, and that we join with our brothers and sisters from around the world, becoming one body. The bread is also a symbol of the body of Christ, the body of Christ that was given for us. But as well as all of this, when we share at the Lord's table together, this is a place where God promises that he will meet with us, a place where we can know his presence. So today, let's share together with joyful hearts, knowing that Jesus has paid the price for our sins, that we are forgiven. But let us also celebrate the fact that we have been saved by Jesus, that his sacrificial death at Calvary has provided a way by which we can come to the Father. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are his people. We are heirs in Christ Jesus. What a blessing, what a privilege, what good news. And the first thing we must do then, as we come into God's presence, is to make sure that we are right with him. So now, as we come to God, let us first examine ourselves and ask God to forgive our sins. Let's do that together now. And now, let's hear some words from Scripture. Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 28 says this. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Here they are, gathered together in that upper room, sharing a meal together. Only Jesus knew that from this day forward, the entire course of human history would be changed, and the eternal destiny of all who would believe in Jesus Christ as the risen Son of God would be forever sealed. It was towards the end of the meal that Jesus picked up a loaf of bread and then he blessed it. To not give thanks before and after a meal would have been a great sacrilege. This is where we get the tradition of saying grace before a meal. We cannot receive Jesus Christ as Saviour without giving thanks and having a grateful heart. We know that God sent his only Son to us, that we can be forgiven of our sins, and that we may have eternal life through him. It is only because of God's love, mercy, and grace that we are given this great gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. And it is only proper that we give thanks continually for God's continuing love, mercy, and grace to us. This is where communion starts from. As Jesus takes a loaf of bread, he blesses it and he breaks it to share with his disciples. And what kind of bread was used? It was unleavened bread, because in all Judea at this time of the Passover feast, there was no other type of bread to be found. The law of Moses had commanded that beginning on the 14th day of the month of Nisan, all leaven, that's yeast, was to be purged from the house of every Jew. The law was strictly observed, for if any were found who did not comply, they were to be cut off from the nation. Indeed, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8 tells us more about this. Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast, so that you may be a new, unleavened batch, as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the festival, not with the old bread leavened with malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. As we prepare to eat this bread together, first of all, we will take the bread into our hands. Then we will pause and spend a moment or two contemplating our Lord Jesus and all that he has done for us. And, having already asked for forgiveness, we will together once more invite him into our hearts. So then, let's take our bread or whatever else we have now, and let's put it into our palms, cupped together, and we'll hold the bread forward in this manner and remember our Lord Jesus. Jesus is the bread of life. He gave his life for us that we might live right here and right now. Let's ask Jesus to come into our hearts as Lord and Master of our life. After blessing the bread, Jesus broke it, signifying that his body would be given for us. As we respond to this, as we ask Jesus into our hearts, allow the Holy Spirit to be poured into you also, to begin again his life-changing work within us. Jesus then said, "This is my body." He tells us that the bread we are about to eat is a symbol of his body given for us. So let's now eat together, having been forgiving, having remembered the sacrifice of Jesus, and having asked him once more into our hearts. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this bread, a symbol of your body given for us. We remember your sacrifice as we eat bread together. Jesus then took a cup of wine, gave thanks, and invited the disciples to drink from it. This cup was representative of all of the suffering and the blood that would be shed for our sin. So now we are going to thank God for the shed blood of the spotless Lamb, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Without his blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Without his blood, my sin cannot be washed away. Without his blood, I cannot be made whiter than snow. Without his blood, there is no way of coming to the Father. Without his blood, I have no hope. Thank you, Jesus, for giving your life's blood for me. You see, it wasn't the body of Christ that brought me salvation. It wasn't the stripes in Pilate's hall. It wasn't even the cross itself. All of these things are enormously important in their meaning of the overall picture, but they are only a part. It is the blood of the perfect sacrifice, the blood of the Lamb of God, the blood of Jesus Christ that saves me, and nothing else. It is only through the blood of the Lamb of God that we can be saved. So, as we prepare now to drink together by getting out our wine or juice or whatever it is, let us come to God again, declaring that we want to receive all of Christ, that we want the blood of atonement to wash us thoroughly. Lord God, as we come to share together symbolically, clean us and make us whole. Let us be seen as perfect in the Father's eyes, because he sees us only through the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Just as Jesus gave thanks for the cup, be thankful for the blood that was shed for you and for me. Thank God for sending his only son to die. Thank God that he loved us so much, even though we were unlovable. Thank God that he had mercy on us when we did not deserve it. And let us drink together now. Lord God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his sacrifice. Thank you for saving us. Amen. As our meal comes to an end now, let us pray. Jesus said, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." Come, Holy Spirit, empower us with your love, inspire us with your life. Father God, we thank you that you have nourished us at this table. We pray for those who hunger and thirst that they may be filled. And may we with them feast at the table of your eternal kingdom. This we ask through Jesus Christ, who was and is to come, and who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. As our service now comes to an end, shall we say the grace together? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.